Welcome back. That's Live a Little from country music star Kenny Chesney's latest CD, Hemingway's Whiskey. Chesney has reason to live it up. He led the field in the nominations for the Academy of Country Music Awards, which were announced yesterday, picking up 9. Jason Aldean, Brad Paisley, and Lady Antebellum also received multiple nods. Joining us to talk about the Academy of Country Music Awards is Wade Jessen, senior chart manager in Nashville for Billboard magazine. Welcome, Wade.
Nice to be with you, Monica. Thank you.
This seems to be Kenny Chesney's year. He took a year off from the road in 2010, but it seems to have paid off for him, right? He had 9 nominations, including Album of the Year and Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, the fans missed him, and I think the industry missed him, and he wasn't entirely inactive during that time, but boy, when you look at this award slate, you can certainly see that he is back.
Let's talk about one of his songs, You and Tequila. It's sung with indie rocker Grace Potter of the band Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
You and tequila make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood. One more night could kill me, babe. One is one too many. One more is never enough.
So, Wade, this song is nominated for the best song of the year. Tell me about it.
Well, the song of the year category is an award that goes to songwriters. And as you know, or may be aware, in Nashville, it's the song people that hold the gold. This is, above and beyond anything else, a song town. This song was written by a couple of our biggest female songwriters, Matresa Burke and Dina Carter. So this is a big night for them, too.
And most of the awards are voted on by the music industry, except for Entertainer of the Year and New Artist of the Year, which the fans vote on. And it seems that country music, more than any other of the awards, has this fan component locked in. Why is that? How are country music fans different?
Well, country music fans are very, very engaged with the artist. Their fans, to the degree of the artists, kind of become part of their family sort of thing. Country music fans are widely known to be very loyal. And so, you know, it really only makes sense when you consider that and the fact that so much music and media is driven by social media. That kind of interaction is a natural for fan voting. And the fans need to feel invested in the process, and this is just an incredible way for them to be able to do that.
I want to hear a little more of another fan choice for Entertainer of the Year. Here's Blake Shelton singing God Gave Me You.
God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you.
Let's talk about another performer who got a lot of nominations, Jason Aldean, 6 awards. Tell me about his music. How does he distinguish himself?
Jason is an artist that speaks to people who love country music and live the country lifestyle. In other words, you know, when you hear his record, you're going to hear some pretty amped up country music, but you know, it's made to be played loud. It's made to be played live in arenas and stadiums. You know, he's not concerned about how his hair looks.
It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang.
He's very much ground level, gut level sort of country artist, and makes really incredible music. And he can do ballads. It isn't bad. I mean, you know, the duet with Kelly Clarkson is nominated, and, you know, he can do those kind of songs, but he's very much plugged into the younger end of the country music fan base that, you know, didn't necessarily just grow up on Johnny Cash records.
Don't you want to stay here a little while? Don't you want to hold each other tight? Don't you want to fall asleep with me?
Let's hear a little bit of the Brad Paisley duet with Carrie Underwood, Remind Me. This song has a country sound to it, and it's on Brad Paisley's album called This Is Country Music. But a lot of the songs that are on the charts today and that are being honored with the nominations have a very big crossover to it. Lady Antebellum, Kenny Chesney has many, Taylor Swift. Is that a trend that is continuing?
Well, I think it's an occasional thing for country music, to be perfectly honest. In the case of Taylor Swift, pop radio, contemporary hit radio found her and appreciated her not just for one or two songs, but I think really see her as an artist that fits with what they do. With Need You Now, I think they pop radio found a song in Need You Now that they felt like fit. I still think the jury is out a little bit on Lady Antebellum as to whether they'll have other big crossover hits, but you know, country, at least since the late 50s, seems to always occasionally show up on the pop charts. Sometimes there's a lot, sometimes there isn't any, but it's not often that we go through a year where there isn't some activity at pop radio for country artists. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone
and I need you now. Country album sales dipped slightly last year, but it's still the most programmed radio format in the U.S. and growing. So what's the appeal? What does the country music format have that others don't, that come and go?
I guess the best way I could say it would be, you know, country music for the most part tells the truth. You know, one of our veteran songwriters many years ago, Harlan Howard, who is no longer with us, said that country music really is just three chords and the truth.
And yeah.
And he's pretty much right about that. I mean, It's a music that I think has done an outstanding job throughout its history of really covering the gamut of human emotion. Things have changed a lot. I mean, country music is not as much now a lifestyle music as it is just a choice of music.
What do you mean by that?
Well, country music does really well on the radio in places like Chicago and Boston and Los Angeles. Very successful radio stations in urban areas that don't necessarily have a big blue-collar population. So that's an old stereotype about country music that, in contemporary terms, just doesn't really hold up. A lot of people, almost everybody that you talk to, likes some country music. You might not find people that are fans of solid country music in their music diet, but there's some of it in almost everybody's music diet at this point.
I hear what you're saying. I like some country music, too, and let's go out on a song that I like. It's Camouflage by Brad Paisley.
All right, that's a great one.
Wade Jessam is Senior Chart Manager for Billboard Magazine out of Nashville. Thanks for talking with us, Wade.
No problem. Thank you. You can blend in the country. You can stand out in the fashion world. The end.